Good morning, welcome, or afternoon, sorry, 12:25. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on whatever day it is, something of August, Wednesday, 6th of August, one of my good friend's birthdays. I should have remembered that. Right, going to be quick ones this week, up until the weekend, certainly. I'm not about at all tomorrow. There will be an early morning podcast with horses, but that will be it. Then I'm up in London all day, and I won't be back till late. I've got something on tomorrow. Today it's just horses. Thursday I will be home catching up on a few of you I'm speaking to over Thursday, phoning some of my Antipodean friends, and then Friday we'll be back into the football. There's nothing showing for games on the football data direct sheets, which are predominantly what I use, through till Friday anyway, so we're not going to have anything football-wise, so just a few horses. Yeah, nothing much. Transfer deadline day, isn't it? Thursday. Are Spurs genuinely going to make it to Thursday, having not sold anyone, with the risk of losing Eriksen after the transfer window, because the Spanish one is still going? I will be, well, it will just be same old, not sure how you expect to close the gap when you're relying on the same 10 or 11 players to do the business all the time. You keep seeing, like, Ryan Sessegnon, we've been trying to buy him for about 3 years, Spurs in talks. I mean, how long do these talks go on for? In the old days, they just used to buy someone. Now, everything seems to be, they're in talks for God knows how long. I'm expecting a manic end to the transfer window because nobody's really done massive business. I think City are fairly settled. Liverpool obviously look fairly settled, but Chelsea can't buy anyone. But Tottenham, Arsenal and Man U may well have a few more ins and outs. I think Koscielny's living Arsenal today, isn't he? But I want to see all that, and then I'll do my Premier League anti-post. I've got a few. I can't see City not winning the league personally, but I'm not going to back them at that price. But we'll have a few little bits of interest, but I'm just waiting for all that to settle down. Nothing in the news, was there anything in the news? No, I read a story about McDonald's straws. Really, who gives a shit? Why do we need straws? Who needs a fucking straw to drink a drink other than like a 2 or 3 year old? Use your fucking mouth and your lips. Take the lid off and drink the fucking thing. Bin the straws all together. Fucking grown men and women drinking out of straws. Fuck off. Fuck's sake, fucking straws. Just bin the lot of them. Can I have a straw, please? Fuck off. And Chrissy spreadsheets, I'm waiting on Chrissy. So I spoke to him this morning. Chrissy has more holidays. He said, I'm doing some stuff for me. He is, and fair play, he's always prompt and on time. He's a good lad. But he says, I can only work up to Wednesday. I'm off on a cricket tour to Norfolk. Another one with the old fucking bit of tree and leather giving it away. Chrissy, get away from the flipping holidays. He's been in Marseille or wherever for a couple of weeks. Get knuckling down on the flipping spreadsheet, son. We've got business to run here. Right, horses. Let's stop waffling and get on with these horses. I've got quite a few. I've got a new little 2.5 model. You know the one I've been trialling you occasionally on the pod? I've been giving it a good old go in this first part of the season. It's been superb. Absolutely fantastic, almost to the extent you can't believe it. So I'm not actually sure what to do with it myself yet, but I'm going to keep going through till the end of this month, and then I'll release some more details on it if it keeps on. But it just looks flipping unbelievable, certainly from a just trading and removing liability point of view. But I will update if I forget, because I do it every day and I do so much. But if I forget, remind me at the end of the month. The 2.5 model, it's been absolutely fantastic and seems to be fantastic everywhere I use it. So, yeah, there we go. Anyway, right, where are my horses I was doing, wasn't I? Okay, quite a few again today. 230 Catterick, trade, Rockley Point. 30% trade, Rockley Point, 230. 305 Catterick, trade, 30 to 50% for me, this one, Yander Heem. 305 Catterick over 1 mile 4. 215 to Newbury, sorry, 215 Newbury, each way predictable tally, or win and place, currently 7.6 predictable tally, 215. 6.05 Newbury each way. Fantastic Blue. A bit of a gap in the market at the moment. 12.5 to 16. It may drift out nearer the 16. Fantastic Blue, 6.05 at Newbury, win and place. And 2.45 Newbury, win bet after John. 2.45 Newbury after John, win bet. So the trades are Rockley Point 2.30, Yanda Heme 3.05, each way Predictable Tully 2.15, each way Fantastic Blue 6.05, and win bet 2.45 Newbury after John. I don't keep the results of all these for everybody. It's sort of their snippets of lots that I do. If anybody's got the results, somebody did email me, do send them and I can share them on the website somewhere, put them as a comment under one of the pods. I don't know what people do with them, whether they trade them, back them to place, some people. So I just give out what I'm doing. I haven't got time to do that and keep all the results of every podcast for people. But if somebody has done that, then please do feel free to let me have it and I'll share it. Okay, another lovely day. It's red hot down here. Enjoy yourselves. As I say, I will be incommunicado pretty much now until Thursday morning. So if you need me, then just drop me an email and I'll try and get to it then. But I will, yeah, it will be usual Friday process is what we're waiting for next. But there will be a pod tomorrow morning. I'll get one out before I depart, and I'll be back Thursday pod as usual. And obviously, if we've got transfer news, I may have my Premier League any post Thursday. If not, I'll have it Friday before Liverpool kick off against Norwich, with the obviously the added spectacle of VAR this year, which will be good. Stop the cheating bastards. Right, have a lovely day, and I will speak to you all tomorrow morning.